Anel Olsen joins us today from Normalizing Breastfeeding South Africa. What do we need to do then to step up for breastfeeding in South Africa? This sounds like an absolute chaotic situation that we find ourselves in.
It is quite. There's little baby steps of improvement, but we can still, you know, leaps and bounds. So the Lancet Laboratories release a report on medical practices once a year. And that is not only a medical professional bearing, but practical social bearing or use. And their chapter on breastfeeding takes a three-pronged approach. It's to promote, protect and support breastfeeding in South Africa. So let's break it down. Promoting breastfeeding can be as simple as there being more ad spots across the plethora of media available to South African people on the benefits of breast milk. Tertiary education would do well to better train our medical professionals on the benefits of a mother breastfeeding, frankly. And we need the buy-in of people we trust so inherently with the process of becoming and then being a new mom to be better educated on the best food we can give our babies, and it's sorely lacking still. Then to protect breastfeeding, we need to exhaust every avenue of help available before giving into the formula, really. If you read up on the science, breastfeeding has such a multitude of benefits for baby and for you. And please don't let our sexist society put you off. Speak up about injustices. Women who breastfeed are doing nature's very best for their young, after all. If you're harassed or discriminated against for feeding your baby as you see fit, and that means covered or uncovered, publicly, in the workplace, or anywhere really, please contact us at Normalized Breastfeeding. We're on Facebook, and you can report your incident privately. We have learned how to harness the power of social media, and we stand on our children's right to optimum nutrition, as it is enshrined in our constitution. Which brings me to the support of breastfeeding. If your privilege affords it, find a lactation consultant if you run into trouble. These women do phenomenal work, but not everyone has the privilege to afford a lactation consultant. So La Leche League South Africa online, it's La, and then Leche is spelled L-E-C-H-E, and that means milk in Spanish, and then League. They'll be able to assist you through every challenge you experience on your breastfeeding journey. The La Leche League have what they call leaders, women who are accredited by LLL for their wealth of knowledge about everything breastfeeding related. You're sure to get support. Also, as so many mommies work, to support breastfeeding, we need to hold our employees to account. I know, for example, Old Mutual have a wonderful lounge for employees to express milk for their babies during their break. There's privacy, adequate resources to clean and sterilize equipment, comfy chairs, and a fridge to keep your baby's milkies fresh. So let's all campaign for our companies to follow suit. Support can be also something as little as seeing a mom in a restaurant struggling to eat and nurse her baby and offering to cut up her breakfast for her, you know? Finally, be kind to a breastfeeding family. It's not the easiest way to feed a baby, but it's nature's perfect food for babies. And as the WHO says, 2 years old and beyond.
Anel Olsen, you are amazing from Normalizing Breastfeeding South Africa.
Thank you.
As moms, as friends, as colleagues, it's all our responsibility.
Yes, absolutely.
Anel, thank you so much for your insight, your passion, and thank you for joining us on OFM.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. You look muy blij. And mamas, keep on boobing.